Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The General Insurance presents Ordering a Sandwich with Shaq and Hall of Fame announcer Michael Buffer.
I'm going to have roast beef. What do you want, Michael?
Let's get ready for pastrami on rye.
Turns out Michael Buffer talks like that all the time. And it turns out The General is a quality insurance company that's been saving people money for nearly 60 years.
Spicy Dijon mustard.
For a great low rate and nearly 60 years of quality coverage, make the right call and go with The General.
The General Auto Insurance Services, Inc. Insurance Agency, Nashville, Tennessee. Some restrictions apply.
New text post on Sunday, May 31st.
Hey, so, does anyone have a good name for a multi-chapter werewolf AU that they're looking to rehome? Signed, a fake author with 3,000 words, but no title. Edited to add, I am not calling it Bad Moon Rising, a cunning plan.
Hey, I'm insulted. My first suggestion was obviously going to be hungry like the wolf. No, wait, I've got it. Howling for you. Okay, for real this time. Werewolves of London. Wait for it. Ontario.
I want you to know I'm laughing, but I am so mad about it.
I live to serve. How about a Canadian werewolf in Canada?
I was going to ask you why you didn't use their home provinces, but you're right. A Saskatchewanian werewolf in British Columbia is too much. Is it Saskatchewanian or Saskatchewanian? I think I've seen both.
I always preferred Saskatchewaner, but it probably doesn't work here. By the way, I just finished Googling list of songs with moon in the title, and I think you're really gonna like the fine range of options I now have for you.
I want to make fun, but given that I spent the last 15 minutes reading the moon's Wikipedia page, I feel I may have lost the high ground here.
Okay, kind of relieved I'm not the only person who did that. Side note, is the extraterrestrial real estate page not the best thing ever? Also a great future band name.
Do you think I could get away with putting werewolf thing in the title bar? I think that sounds compelling.
Oh, shit. I forgot to suggest Clap for the Wolf Man. Every baby boomer in Canada is so mad at me right now. Not to go back to square one, but are you totally sure about that No Duran Duran stance? Because some of the other lyrics in that song are kind of cool. And I won't tell anyone where they came from.
Oh, no. You just gave me a truly terrible idea.
New text post on Sunday, May 31st.
A cunning plan? You didn't technically suggest this earlier, but it's still your fault, so I guess this fic is dedicated to you. On the Rise, Chapter 1.
Oh. From the mind that brought you, Garrett last name, Secret Werewolf. It's on the rise. A monthly continuation of Hella Enchanted's Werewolf AU fanfiction from episode 2. Last time we listened in, Tony discovered Garrett was a werewolf and really didn't take it very well. Then Garrett ran off into the woods to go fight some kind of monster. On the Rise will be updating monthly on our Patreon page and is available to $2 and up patrons. We'll also be bringing you behind-the-scenes Q&As, some goofs, and, oh boy, maybe even a glimpse at the original Selkirk, a 2009 NaNoWriMo project of mine that, well, it sure exists, anyway. If you want to support the show and see any or all of that, you can sign up at patreon.com/meandau.
The voice of Kate is Philomena.
The voice of Ella is Alisa Park.
This episode was written and produced by Andrea Clausen with sound design by Aaron Bauman. As always, find us on Twitter and Tumblr at @meandaupod. There's a bad moon on the rise. No, that's probably not fair use.
¿Quieres saber un secreto? Ahorrar para el futuro no es tan difícil. Travis Credit Union lo hace más fácil. Abre una cuenta del mercado monetario Jumpstart para ganar la tasa más alta con el saldo más bajo. Es una manera rápida de ahorrar y un camino seguro hacia tu propio futuro. ¿No es inteligente? Más información en traviscu.org/jumpstart. Pueden aplicar calificaciones de membresía y otros requisitos. Asegurado a nivel federal por NCUA.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Broadcasting, this is Roger Brigado Fisher, communications, something, Moonbase, wherever.
You guys can sort out the next thing. I need to get the rover checked and loaded. Jung?
On it, boss.
Excuse me?
If communication still makes a difference at this point in the plot, if we can keep this base or this moon together long enough to be a thing.
I changed my direction. I worked my way down. I took those scraps, the bits they'd forgotten about or thrown away, and I built my own place. Still inside, but within the shadows.
All my thoughts, my hopes, all of my heart is on a makeshift rocket hurtling towards us with the most precious of cargo.
We'll definitely deserve a celebration.
Not like yours. You and your boy down there? I hope he's got a private room waiting.
It'll be enough to be close again. Ah, meu amado.
When I have Alex back in my arms, maybe then I can think about resistance.
We've kept the corporations at arm's length longer than most.
Well, whatever you're building, here or wherever, I'm in.
Any way we can help.
It feels like we're approaching the closing stage of this journey. The final stop. But either way, it's been one hell of a story. And either way, it ends with Alex.
Moonbase Theta out. The final season. Broadcasting on your podcast feeds starting August 14th. For early access, join us at patreon.com/monkeymanproductions.
Moonbase Theta out.